A good news reflection for Friday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the time to see Jesus. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asked us the same question that he asked his first disciples in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 22. In every circumstance of life, which we hear listed in the first reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, we either see Jesus as Lord and Savior, or we don't. When times are good, is he the one we thank for blessings? When we accomplish a goal that we worked hard to achieve, do we give him any credit? When it's time to weep because we've been hurt, do we look at the cross and see our pain and his agony and trust in the redemptive power of this sacrifice? When we feel angry, righteously so or otherwise, are we focused on those who irritated us, or do we turn to Jesus for the ability to forgive and find peace again? When someone treats you unjustly, who do you say that Jesus is? How does he minister to you? When a boss or parent or pastor or other person in authority condescendingly puts you down and makes you feel inadequate, who is Jesus to you? Has he healed you from feelings of inferiority? When someone snubs your love and wisdom, who is Jesus to you? Has he shown you how to be patient? When your generosity and kindness have been abused, who is Jesus to you? Has he told you to go the extra mile, and is he walking that road with you? When you feel unheard and your needs are ignored, who is Jesus to you? Is he listening? When your concern and caring for others is not returned, who is Jesus to you? Does he hug you? When forgiveness is hard, who is Jesus to you? Is he your source of strength? When you've sinned and need forgiveness, who is Jesus to you? Is he in the priest who waits in the confessional? When you've failed or you've made mistakes, who is Jesus to you? Is he the Redeemer who works everything for your good? When your prayer life is dry and God seems far away, who is Jesus to you? Has he been interceding for you? When you feel passionate about doing a ministry and have no opportunity to do it, who is Jesus to you? Is he running ahead to open a new door for you? And when you look at someone you don't like, who is Jesus to you in that person? This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.